between 1810 and 1812, Napoleon really was at the height of his power. This was the grand empire at its absolute pinnacle. Paris had, as we've seen, become once again the center of the world, and everything seemed possible. Marriage alliances, new states with Napoleonic family members at their heads, a Napoleonic military power that literally stretched from Spain to the steppes of Russia. But there were problems on the horizon. Due to Russia's refusal to comply with the continental system and Alexander's successful war against Turkey, Napoleon was concerned about the Russians. He was concerned that relations between Russia and France had deteriorated, again because of the marriage alliance, also because of the continental system, and that Russia really was a threat to the stability of the system he had created. In 1811, Napoleon began military and diplomatic preparations for an assault on Russia. The Habsburgs desperately sought to remain neutral. All of his of Napoleon's allies, seeing an invasion of Russia now emerging as a real possibility, began to scramble to avoid involvement in this grand enterprise, but they couldn't. Austria, having tried to remain neutral, ultimately offered 30,000 troops to Napoleon for military operations against the Russians, but they insisted their foreign minister, a man by the name of Clemens von Metternich, who we will certainly see down the road, Metternich insisted that these 30,000 Austrian troops be under a separate Austrian command, allied to France to participate in the operations, but under an independent Austrian command. The Hohenzollerns in Prussia, with French troops actually sitting in Berlin in occupation of the country, were in a less enviable position. They also sought to remain neutral, but that too quickly proved impossible. Napoleon forced Frederick William III of Prussia to raise 20,000 troops for the coming offensive against the Tsar. The Confederation of the Rhine, this band of German states along the frontier of France in western Germany, actually, it's somewhat coincidental. The states of the Confederation of the Rhine actually made up most of what was the Federal Republic of Germany after the Second World War, West Germany. The states of the Confederation of the Rhine furnished thousands of troops, tens of thousands of troops, as loyal vassals of Napoleon. So, as Napoleon began his preparations for this grand military operation in the summer of 1812, he was able to draw on extensive support from his allies. On June 22nd, 1812, Napoleon, with a grand army of 700,000 troops, marched off into Russia. It was 129 years to the day before Hitler launched his invasion of the Soviet Union in 1941. He also invaded on June 22nd. That was not quite coincidence. The Napoleonic armies met very little initial resistance. There was no great pitched battle. Napoleon had hoped that there would be one of these great climactic battles like Austerlitz or like Jena that had been the hallmark of his career with the Russians. But the Russians fell back. They fought skirmishes. They pursued a policy of scorched earth. In September at the Battle of Borodino, they did fight a pitched battle with huge losses on both sides. The Russians withdrew and Napoleon continued his advance. But they'd suffered losses. And also, the deeper the Grand Army moved into Russia, the longer the supply lines. Napoleon had been a military genius in the sense that he was able to move troops around in battle with extraordinary skill. His own presence at the battle was seen as exercising a tremendous influence on the outcome. Wellington, who was the great antagonist of Napoleon, rather, would say of Napoleon, his very presence on the battlefield is worth 40,000 troops. That may have been true, but the great weakness of Napoleonic military strategy and military operations was supply, was logistics. And with this invasion of Russia, he now drew himself and his army deeper into Russia. The Russians withdrew, frustrating him, not really engaging in another great pitched battle, pursuing this policy of scorched earth, so that Napoleon would reach Moscow by September.